This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's new free school meals program is so popular that it's led to a budget shortfall of $24 million. And that has some worried that two other parts of the ballot measure will be delayed, raising cafeteria workers' wages and giving grants for schools to buy local produce. Brian Kearney is a food broker with the East Denver Food Hub who says hearing about the shortfall hurts the trust he has established with producers.
It's been hard to go back and speak with those producers and tell them that we don't have an answer for what is actually going to occur, and we just have to sit and wait.
The legislature's Joint Budget Committee will discuss options on Thursday. COVID hospitalizations are down for the sixth straight week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
They fell more than 20 to 122. That's the lowest figure since early September. Cases, the positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, are also down. So are hospital admissions and emergency department visits diagnosed with COVID. Wastewater data, too, look encouraging, with most utilities reporting decreasing coronavirus trends. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A mining giant wants to sell its last remaining gold mine in Colorado. Newmont is looking for a buyer to take over the Cripple Creek and Victor mine near Colorado Springs. The mine employs about 400 people. The Denver Business Journal reports that the company has no plans to move its Denver headquarters. Newmont is also selling off mines in Australia, Canada, and Ghana. This is CPR News and KRCC.